Welcome to PM. The battle is on as the Coalition and Labor fight to win over voters with competing plans for tax cuts worth billions of dollars. But the government's big vision outlined last night has been overshadowed by a small post-budget change today, a decision to exclude recipients of unemployment benefits from a modest cash handout to help with power prices has tripped up the Coalition. They've moved quickly to neutralise the issue, just another area in which the election contest has narrowed. But there is one issue, as yet little discussed, where there's a major policy difference ripe for an election contest, and that is education. We'll talk about that in a few moments, but here's political reporter Melissa Clark.
From the traditional press club budget lunch...
Please join me in welcoming Josh Frydenberg.
To the far from traditional social media videos.
We are back in the blacks. How are you feeling, Josh?
Well, thanks, PM, and thanks for all your support. You've been outstanding.
The government is spruiking the budget. The forecast surplus of $7 billion next year and widespread income tax cuts on offer is the basis for the Coalition's re-election pitch. But less than 24 hours on, the Coalition is already making changes to it. The energy assistance payment is a cash handout to help with rising electricity costs, $75 for individuals, $125 for couples via Centrelink. When the Treasurer Josh Frydenberg handed down the budget last night, the supplement was allocated to pensioners, students and parents, but not the unemployed receiving Newstart payments.
So we excluded Newstart originally from it.
But shortly after, that changed.
Last night, the Prime Minister, the Finance Minister and myself discussed the issue and we thought it was appropriate to extend it.
An extra $80 million has been found, so Newstart recipients will get the cash. So why the change?
Well, I think it's very important that we alleviate some of these cost of living pressures.
And...
this will also secure the passage of the piece of legislation through the Parliament, and that is important as well because we want it to be in people's pockets before the end of this financial year.
Labor had hinted it would block the energy assistance payment if it wasn't extended to Newstart recipients. The last-minute change avoided that. The cash payment has now been rushed through Parliament with a minimum of ceremony.
Questions to Bill Bonero, Secretary, has been so. Aye. Contrary, no, I think the ayes have it.
And the welfare sector is wondering why it wasn't that way to begin with.
How mean-spirited it was to, even with that one-off $75, to exclude people on Newstart.
Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service.
Look, what's happened overnight is the government has clearly heard how out of touch it is with community sentiment.
It's fodder for the opposition in question time.
An $81 million blowout in 24 hours. Doesn't this prove that after 6 years of cuts and chaos under this Liberal government, the Treasurer's con job has fallen apart before the ink was even dry on the budget papers?
The Treasurer has to call.
Well, that's it.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Speaker, It's like being hit with a wet lettuce, Mr. Speaker. It's been like hit with
He's
a wet
done.
Lettuce.
Get the wet lettuce.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, in Parliament today.